This is All Things Considered. I'm Catherine Brand. Political luminaries, friends, and family gathered today to remember and honor former Governor Jim Holzhauser, who passed away earlier this week after an extended illness. Guests at today's funeral included current Governor Pat McCrory and former Governors Jim Hunt, Mike Easley, and Bev Perdue. WUNC reporter Jessica Jones also attended the funeral at Brownson Memorial Church in Southern Pines. She joins us now. And first, Jessica, describe the scene in and around the church.
Well, this church in Southern Pines is one of Southern Pines' biggest churches. It's a real anchor for the community, and so it's quite large, but it was overflowing with friends and family members, and as you mentioned earlier, past governors, Beverly Perdue was there, Jim Hunt was there, Mike Easley was there, and the current governor, Pat McCrory, was there as well. But what was interesting about it was that the speakers at the service were not political. They really spoke about the personal side of Governor Holzhauser.
Well, there only were two speakers, right, at the funeral, the former governor's daughter, Jenny Holzhauser Mills, and Pastor Grady Perryman. Let's start with his daughter. What did she have to say about her father?
Jenny Holzhauser Mills talked about many things, but one of them was how lucky her father was to have had such a long life. Governor Holzhauser was diagnosed with kidney disease just after college. And here's what Jenny Mills had to say about her father's nine lives, so to speak.
Thanks to great doctors and the miracles of modern medicine, he outlived expectations by probably 40 years. One donated kidney, two bad ears, terrible teeth, a dozen broken bones, and despite his notorious driving, only one of those broken bones came from a car accident.
Mills also talked about one of the central themes that comes up again and again when people talk about Governor Holzhauser, who, of course, was Republican. The governor's daughter said that her father believed in reaching across the aisle and working together. Here's what she had to say about that.
He believed that it was in the melding of our collective ideas and wisdom that would bring out the best in everyone and yield the best results for North Carolina.
So both speakers, his daughter and Pastor Perryman, Jessica, made reference to the health issues Governor Holzhauser dealt with during his life. Both also had stories about how the former governor never lost a sense of humor.
That's right. The pastor of the church, Brady Perryman, said that he loved the governor's humor. And here's one of his favorite stories about some funny things that the governor had to say.
It took place right after his kidney transplant. And I'm not sure I've heard it told both ways. It was either his spunky mother or Jim himself who said, "This kidney must have been given to me by a Democrat. It's a Democratic kidney. It puts out more than it takes in."
And one of the things that so many people have said about Governor Holzhauser is that he never seemed to lose his humor despite some of the health issues he suffered for quite some time.
How was Governor Holzhauser thought of by fellow politicians?
Well, he was a very warm person, and he was respected on both sides of the aisle. In fact, several years ago, in an interview with UNC TV, he said that he had learned from his time in the state legislature how important it was to respect others, even if he didn't agree with them. And he said that that attitude served him well throughout his life, both as a politician and as a person.
Well, Jessica, thanks so much. Jessica Jones, WUNC's Capital Bureau Chief. Governor Jim Holzhauser was 78 years old.